Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is me.
And how may I assist you, please?
I've been filed since July the 13th, and I still haven't received my payment. They still said the payment has not been issued out, and every time I try to call the query line for a callback and type in my Social Security number, it tells me they can't find an account with my Social Security number.
I'd be happy to help you. May I have your Social Security number?
421-45-8608.
And your name, please?
Cortez Walker.
And your driver's license number?
Let me get my wallet. So I know it's well past over 3 weeks. I should have been I got a payment by now. It's 855-9440.
And your mother's maiden name?
Walker.
And your date of birth?
7/12/96.
So do you have a claimant portal set up on our website?
Yes, no, I do, but the crazy part about it, ever since, like, I haven't had it set up for a long time ago, and I guess because I had switched phones, I had lost some phones. Ever since then, I don't know my login or my password, so I ain't been able to log in, but I still, like, I just call the number and check on the status every day. And when I come 5 o'clock, when I try to set an appointment for somebody to call me back, they said they can't find an account with my Social Security number, and I've been filed this since July the 13th.
So you've been doing a weekly certification each week since July 13th of 2024?
Well, no, but I did a certification. I did my certification on July the 13th. That's the week I did work. And I've been waiting to hear back about if my payment been issued or not. And every time I call, it keeps saying the payment still hasn't been issued. But till 5 o'clock when I try to call to set an appointment with an attendant, the operator said they can't find an account with my Social Security number.
Okay. So on July 13th, 2024, did you open an application?
No, but I filed a claim. I had been open the application the week before.
So that's what filing a claim is. When you call the phone, we ask you those questions, you're completing an application.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's how you file for unemployment. So on July 13th of 2024, an agent opened an application for you and you filed for unemployment. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So once the application is filed, the normal process is 3 weeks. It can take longer. But you're responsible each week, once a week, to do a weekly certification. So how did you do your weekly certifications?
Over the phone. With
an agent. What number did you call to do the weekly certification?
+866-234-5382.
Okay, so that's not the number that you call to do a weekly certification. An agent should not be doing a weekly certification for you. The number that you call to do a weekly certification is 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, you, that I called that one too. But it just they just have a few ones online.
So when you do that weekly certification, it asks for 3 employers that you've tried to find work with, the date you contacted them, how you contacted them.
Yes, but they asked me
and
all
the
these
name
questions.
Of the question. So you have to do those weekly certifications to keep your claim open. If
yes.
you don't do the weekly certification, then it inactivates the claim. So I don't show an open claim for you. But if you would like to open one, I'd be happy to open it for you if you're still unemployed.
I mean, so you don't see my pending claim from the 15th?
I don't show an open claim for you.
So why
I show a claim that's inactivated.
So why would it say when I call and check the status of my claim, it says it has been completed on July 15th, but a payment has not been issued yet.
What number are you calling?
Because they should have pissed me the hell off. Because for one, the second time this that.
Okay, so that's the weekly certification number.
That's what I was saying. I've been waiting prior since July the 15th, and it's July the 13th. And it's been telling me the same thing. So I don't know, whatever they done did in the system, I've been waiting for my money, and I still haven't received it, and I know for a fact I found my claim.
So if you have pending issues on your claim, those pending issues have to be cleared up before the claim is processed. But if you're not able to get into your claimant portal, you don't know if you have those pending issues or not. So
that's why I call at the 5 and try to make an appointment. But every time I try to make an appointment, they say I don't have a file showing with the Social Security number, and I'm like, how? Because when I call the other number, they saying that I filed it on July the 13th, and our payments still haven't been issued yet. So how is that the case? It said that I filed on July the 13th, and the payment hasn't been issued yet, and I get on the phone now, and it's showing it's not one pending. That's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible because if you have pending issues, then the claim can't be processed. Nothing can be sent to you until those pending issues are cleared up.
But that's what I'm saying. How can I clear them up when I'm trying to make an appointment and they said I don't have anything active in my Social Security number?
Well, the claim is inactive, and that's probably why it's not showing as an active claim. Because after a certain period of time, if you don't do approved certification, it inactivates the claim.
All right, but I can't approve it when I done asked these folks multiple times for my new login. And I normally just call the inquiry line, and somebody called me back the following day, but they ain't even let me set an appointment with the inquiry line because they're talking about they can't file a claim. They can't find my claim.
So when you try to get into your claimant portal, what kind of information is it giving you that you need?
My username and the password. I don't have none of that. And then I done talked to the inquiry line plenty of times, and they act like it was done. They can do about it. So right now I'm missing out on my money that I claimed for that I've been getting. And that's what I'm saying. For the past 2 weeks when I've been calling trying to the inquiry line, they ain't even let me set up port because they tell me I don't have my Social Security not matching any file. But when I call the other line to check the status of my payment, it said a payment, well, your claim has been completed on the 15th and you still haven't received the payment. So how can it tell me that it's been completed on so-and-so date? But when I call the inquiry line to get ready to set up appointment, they claim they can't find anything.
Because you have pending issues, and those pending issues have to be cleared up. If the claim is inactive, it will not show that you have an open claim. It will tell us that it has to be reopened. So the first thing that you need to do is to get your claimant portal open up so you can find out what your pending issues are and clear those up. And so you call your internet provider and you tell them the problem you're having, and then they can help you.
What do you mean by internet provider? It's nothing going on with my internet provider. It's going on with y'all because I don't know my password. She didn't give me my password or my email. So that's what I'm saying. I can't clear my issues when, for one, I can't make it a call back with the inquiry line.
Who's your internet provider?
I'm with Straight Talk.
So contact Straight Talk. Tell them you're trying to get into a website that you can't get into. You're having problems with your password.
No, you
and
you're
signing in on.
I don't have my password or my sign in. Straight Talk can't give me that. Y'all have to give me that.
Well, I can't give it to you. Only the inquiry department can give it to you if they're able to give it to you, and I don't think they are. They can reset a password.
Who do I need to talk to then?
Your internet provider. If I have internet with AT&T, and if I'm having a problem trying to get on a website, if I call that company and say I'm having a problem trying to get on your website, they could possibly troubleshoot. But then they're going to refer me back to my internet provider to troubleshoot.
But I never logged in since, like, 2018 or 19. And I haven't had Straight Talk that long. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, you don't know unless you call.
I need to get in touch with the query line.
I can give you the phone number again. And they'll take calls Sunday to Thursday.
I got the phone number, but it ain't no, like, the phone number ain't helping when I type in my social security number. They said they can't file a claim for me to set an appointment. So what's the point of me having an inquiry number when I can't get through or get active?
There's another way you can send a ticket to them. Just go to our website, Alabama Department of Labor. You're on the phone or you're on a computer?
I'm on my phone.
So on your phone, if you type ADOL, it's going to bring up Alabama Department of Labor, and you choose Alabama Department of Labor.
I'm on that now. And I see climate portal login, but I don't have no freaking login information. That's why I ain't been able to contact nobody in the past 3 weeks to see what's going on with my claim.
Now, I'm on my phone. I typed in Alabama Department of Labor. Alabama Department of Labor came up. I selected that. And so that's the same thing you should see on your phone. And I can walk you through it if you see that.
Yeah, I see that.
So it says Alabama Department of Labor. It got two lines to the right. You touch those two lines.
Right.
And you see I am. You touched that.
Okay.
The third thing is claimant. You touched that.
Okay.
And it opens up the page, and you're going to scroll down the page until you see a lady in a pink shirt with a dog. And on the dog, you touch to learn more. And then it gives you the form you need to complete. Unemployment compensation inquiry form. And the first thing that it asks for is your claimant ID. So you type your claimant ID number, or if you want to write it down, is 106-2287.
Okay.
Okay, and then you fill out the rest of the information on the form.
Uh-huh.
And then it gives you a drop-down box that asks you for the subject matter. And so your subject is going to be status of claim.
Hold up, I'm getting there. Just that is a part, okay.
And then the comment, and in the question box, you put just what you told me. That you have a claimant portal, but you can't get into it to see what your pending issues are. And you would like to know what those pending issues are and how to clear it up so that your claim can be processed. Submit it. They will contact you according to your phone number on the form or your email address.
Okay, I'm doing that now.
So I don't know how soon or how quick they will get back to you because they take them in the order that they receive them. And so that's another way that you've tried to contact the inquiry department.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know any of this.
All right. So is there anything else I can help you with?
It's a reopen a claim for this week.
Ma'am?
I'm a sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I do see mail up there. So say what you said again.
I need to reopen up my claim for this week.
You need to continue to do your weekly certifications. That's the only thing that I saw on there that said that you need to do. Continue to do the weekly certifications.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a good day. Bye now.
You too.
Okay, bye. Take care. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm finna hang up.
Okay. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Take care.
You
bye
too.
Now.
Bye.